FOMO.
My name's Patrick McGinnis, and I'll admit it, I have FOMO. And since you're here, I'm going to bet that you do too. But that doesn't have to be a bad thing. If you learn to channel your FOMO productively, you can make the most of every opportunity while keeping your sanity in the process. This is FOMO Sapiens After Hours, the snackable show about how you can make FOMO a force for good. All right, FOMO Sapiens, we're back from summer vacation, back to school. It's an exciting time of year. I'm so excited to be back after a couple of weeks of repeats, best of shows, and I hope you enjoyed those shows. I actually listened to them myself, and I was thinking to myself how pleased I was to be able to show, I guess, some of my favorite guests, some of my favorite female FOMO Sapiens, show them to you again for those of you who missed it or maybe wanted to rehear, because there's some timeless knowledge there that you could enjoy. But now we are back. What did you do on your summer vacation? Well, I went to Los Angeles. I had originally thought maybe traveling somewhere overseas, but then I thought, you know what? Traveling overseas sounds complicated. I want simplicity. And I hadn't been to LA for more than 15 years. And I've been working on a couple projects out there, which I am not going to be able to talk about today. They are still a secret, but maybe in the future I can share. And the idea that I had in my head was, why not go to LA, chill out, do a tiny bit of work, and see what the heck is going on out there? Because I feel like LA is having a moment. And guess what? I was right. LA is having a moment. There's so much happening. So many people are, I don't know, reshaping the city. A lot of New Yorkers living out there. A lot of people leaving San Francisco. A lot of entrepreneurship. And I was really impressed with what I saw. You know, people sort of rag on LA sometimes and say, oh, the people are terrible or whatever. I met some amazing people. I had a great time. I enjoyed living there. Didn't like the driving. Not much of a driver, but I did it. Got some beach time in. Got to hang out with a friend of FOMO Sapiens, AJ Harbinger of The Art of Charm, who was on recently on the show. He and I met up. He showed me this really cool spot in LA. Told me more about his journey, what he's been doing with Art of Charm, which is a super interesting story. So really enjoyed hearing about what he's been up to. And of course, because I was in LA, spent a lot of time talking about my feelings. All the LA people are talking about their feelings way more than we do on the East Coast in New York or in my home state of Maine and New England. And, you know, frankly, it's not such a bad thing. It was very good. And so I am back and I am ready to launch season 6 of FOMO Sapiens. Now, let me tell you about season 6. We are making some changes, nothing crazy radical, but some of you might remember Sammy Gale. She came on the show in season 5, and Sammy Gale is an actress on television, and she is also a producer, and she is a really creative mind. And one day we were chatting. We've gotten to be friends over the course of the last 6 months or so, I guess almost a year now. And Sammy said, hey, I have some ideas for FOMO Sapiens. And I was excited because, as you know, I love feedback. I love getting feedback from you, and I love getting feedback from guests. And Sammy said, you know, I love your show. You have amazing people on the show, but I'm not sure that it has enough structure. And, you know, I don't get sensitive about this stuff because, frankly, as somebody who is a terribly unstructured thinker, and when I write my books, the editors add all the value, I know probably that there's not enough structure. It's just that I haven't been able to find the perfect structure. And so I said, Sammy, I get you. I hear you. What do you recommend? And so we talked about the show, and then Sammy took off. She was traveling this summer, and she spent some real time coming up with great ideas that she sent back to me in a big Google Doc. And when I read it, and then we met up for lunch, I just sort of was like, holy mackerel, no wonder you're making films, because you are thinking in a very great way of structuring a story. And so what Sammy helped me do was to think more clearly about what the show is about, how we can deliver value to you, how we can structure the interviews in a way to give you the most impact. And I have been testing that out with some guests that I have been recording, getting ready for season 6. And I got to say, you got it, Sammy, you hit the nail on the head. You guys will be the judge, right? You guys will be the judge. And I would love to hear what you think, but we are going to be adding new structure into the show, and you will start seeing that as we go on with the season. So I'm experimenting still. We're trying things. We're learning. And so it's not going to be at least settled for a little while. But when we get to the point where it's settled, I would love to hear what you think. And I am very excited about the way we're going to do this. So that is a big deal. And one of the other things that I thought was really valuable about talking to Sammy was that we spent a lot of time thinking about what is a FOMO sapiens? And I've always had my own definition, but she and I talked it through. And I think I've settled now on really what I think the FOMO sapiens is. And you're going to hear that in the new intro to season 6. FOMO sapiens is somebody who doesn't just follow the crowd. They don't stay on the treadmill. They find their own way of doing things, leveraging their talents or skills, being unique, being unafraid to do something a little different, not feeling like they have to follow the crowd. And so that's what a FOMO sapiens does. And you are all FOMO sapiens. You are part of this community. You all look for ways to do things on your own in an original way, not following the crowd. And I've seen that over the years, getting emails from you, meeting you. In fact, this summer, for example, I met a listener named Claudia, who I've been in touch with, I guess, for a while now, at least a year. And she just happened to be in New York from Europe. And we went to lunch, and she was a teacher at a school in her country and has launched a full-time venture. She started at 10%. Now she's at 100%. She's raised money. She's absolutely destroying it. And she's a total FOMO sapiens, right? And I just love seeing people like that. So Claudia, congratulations. And I just want to tell those stories. I want to continue hearing from you. And I want to give you more every week with this show. And so it's really important to me that you continue sharing advice with me, because I listen. I listen to you. I listen to Sam and Gail. And that's what we're going to do this season.
Tudo bem, meus queridos FOMO sapiens? Now that right there was Portuguese. And as you know, I love speaking foreign languages. But I'm not alone. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Now, FOMO sapiens, you know I speak 4 languages, and it takes work to stay on top of them, especially with French. C'est difficile. But with Babbel, I'm able to practice practical conversations that I can actually use in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/FOMO. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/FOMO. That's spelled BABBEL.com/FOMO. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, I have some really good guests coming up. We are not done booking the season by a long shot, but so far we're going to start next week. Actually, not just next week, it's a couple of days, really. It's on this Thursday. We're starting with Ian Schrager. Now, a lot of people know Ian. A lot of people know who he is, but maybe don't know his name. Ian Schrager was the creator of Studio 54, and then he followed up with that incredible success, and he created tons of hotel chains, the Delano, the Royalton, the Edition, the public hotels. I mean, this guy has had so many hits, and he creates worlds. He creates FOMO. He's a really fascinating guy, and he's humble, by the way. I was amazed when I got the pitch, when I heard from his people that he wanted to come on the show. First of all, I was super flattered, because I'm kind of a fanboy, as you'll hear on the interview. I had to control myself. I love him so much. And his hotels, when I first moved to New York, they were so important to me that I just kind of felt like the coolest places I'd ever been. And Ian came on and he talked about his creative process. And just like, this is a guy who's been doing crazy stuff for 50 years, always taking his own path. And he shares how he does that. How he's a creative guy. And I think that creativity and how he talks about it is super valuable. Other people we have are Alec Ross, who some of you may know. He wrote a fantastic book called Industries of the Future. He worked at the State Department, traveled all over the place. I've been following him for ages. Really excited about him. Martha Beck, many of you know. Jessica Yellen, formerly of CNN. Mindy Grossman, who is the CEO of Weight Watchers. So basically, when she got her job, she had to go talk to Oprah first, which is insane. Dori Clark, who will have been on the show for the 3rd time when we air her episode. And then there were some surprises. We have some people who I cannot tell you yet, because we haven't firmed it up yet. We're going to have them, but I won't tell you, because I just had somebody cancel on me, somebody high profile, who, if you ever see me on the street, I'll tell you who it is, but I'm not going to tell you, because I don't want to be mean, but somebody who asked to come on the show and I was like, whoa. And then they said, oh, sorry. And so as a result, I was sort of like, well, that makes me feel a little sad, but I won't say your name. But if you're listening, know that I will never forget it. Now, okay, sorry, that was a lot. Let's talk about the ask. I have an ask for you today, as I always do. And the ask is this: I want to create a new segment called FOMO Therapy that we will run every once in a while on FOMO Sapiens. And FOMO Therapy is really an opportunity for you, if you are feeling FOMO or FOBO, to come on the podcast and spend a little time with me trying to move past your FOMO. I get tons of emails from all of you, and I'm going to read some of them later in the season of, you know, I'm trying to make this decision right now. And I usually email back, or I always email back, but I usually email back and ask a couple questions, and then we kind of work it out and the decision is made. And so I have learned that that works. And I would love to just do it real time and tape it and share it with the community. So if you are comfortable talking about a big decision, and by the way, you don't have to give your last name. We can figure out ways to make you comfortable, or you can come on and spill your guts. I mean, as long as it's not something like illegal, I'm chill with that. But I would love to have this conversation, this type of conversation, this FOMO therapy here on FOMO Sapiens. So reach out to me at letsconnect@patrickmcginnis.com if you are struggling with the decision, and we will sort you out. That's what we're going to do. And believe me, if you're doubtful, listen, I have not yet had a case that I didn't crack. I'm not saying that it's easy, but this is something that I feel really comfortable doing. I want to help you. We will get to the bottom of this, and we'll help other people at the same time. Now, finally, I just want to give you a little sneak peek. This is a little tease, a little snack about one other thing that's coming down the pike. And that is that we are launching a special space for the FOMO Sapiens community to unite. And together, we're going to capitalize on insights and network and expertise of me and you and everybody to help everybody in the community to refine your decision-making skills and learn to cultivate and leverage your network to overcome FOMO, be more entrepreneurial, and grow in your business. Now, where are we doing this? It's on Patreon. Who here knows Patreon? Raise your hand. I actually can't see any of you, but I'm sure some of you are raising your hands. It's a membership platform that will allow us to connect, and we're going to be launching this in October. So I don't want to tell you the details yet. It's not quite ready for me to spill the beans, but I want to let you know this is coming down the pike, and it's going to be special. And I've been working really hard on it, and I'm excited because here's the thing. I've been doing this for so many years. I've learned so much. I've met so many cool people, and I just want to create something a bit more structured that you can have and learn from and interact with, and we can connect in a more deep way. So get ready. Just watch this space. I'll be coming back with details, but I want to let you know that it is coming. All right, with that, I'm going to wrap up, but I will see you on Thursday with Ian Schrager. And Ian's such a great guest. I decided to do a double episode because I went into it thinking, okay, this is going to be good. And we had so much to talk about that it just ended up being two episodes. So I'm really looking forward to sharing that with you. I really enjoyed speaking with him. I've been thinking a lot about what he said, and he's just a cool guy. So I'll see you Thursday. And until then, take care of yourself, FOMO Sapiens.
FOMO.
Want more of FOMO Sapiens and After Hours? Head over to FOMOSapiens.com where you can listen to past episodes, learn more about the show, and find out how to advertise. You can also connect with me on Instagram @PatrickJMcGinnis and on Twitter @PJMcGinnis.